This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.
Welcome back. It's halftime of the Huskers game against the Michigan Wolverines, our first road game of the season, first conference game of the year for the Big Red. And as we do each and every week, a chance to sit down here at halftime and talk to University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds. What's on your mind this week?
Well, Greg, last week I talked about how we're leading in ag here at home. As you know, ag is the number one industry in Nebraska, and the University of Nebraska has an almost 150-year tradition of driving agriculture innovation. But frankly, our work in ag extends well beyond the borders of the state of Nebraska. So maybe I can just paint a picture for you. The world's population is going to significantly increase. We have a population of just north of 7.2 billion people today. By the year 2050, we think that number will be in the neighborhood of 9.6 billion. The demand for food will double, and not only the demand for food, but the demand for high-quality food will double. And we'll need to feed all of these people with the same amount of land and with the same amount of water, frankly, with less water and less natural resources than we're using today. Even today, millions of people across the world do not have enough to eat, and millions more don't have safe drinking water. And as I say to groups all the time, hungry and thirsty people are not reasonable people. Food and water crisis will lead to widespread instability and conflict, and this is really an international security issue, one that will directly impact the world we leave to our children and to our grandchildren.
Sounds like a pretty big problem, one that needs to be solved.
Yeah, and so I worry that we really don't fully grasp the urgency of the matter. Water is key to food security. Crops and livestock need water to grow. Agriculture requires large quantities of water. And irrigation claims close to 70% of all the fresh water appropriated for human use. So the University of Nebraska is in a perfect position to lead the conversation. And our state is really, at the end of the day, a living laboratory. We have lots of expertise in water-related research and great partners in agriculture, including farmers and ranchers across the state. We established the Doherty Water for Food Global Institute in 2010 for this exact purpose, which is really about doing research around the world so that we can feed more people with less water. It's exactly what a 21st century land-grant university should be doing, leveraging its talents and its resources to address a major challenge facing the state and the world. And we want to be the leading public university in the world in sustainability in terms of feeding the future.
Let's go into that a little deeper. What is the university trying to do to help solve the challenge of water and food scarcity?
Yeah, great question, Greg. There are lots of great things being done at the University of Nebraska to lead the way in meeting our water and food challenges. So maybe I could just give you a few examples. We have tremendous students in our College of Ag Sciences and Natural Resources programs. We've made strategic investments in faculty talent in areas such as ag production and natural resources. The Nebraska Innovation Campus is being populated and developed to leverage the university's expertise in agriculture through public-private partnerships. So NIC is really about placing entrepreneurs and academia in the same place so that we have good outcomes and can grow opportunities. All four of our campuses are engaged, and that's what's really exciting to me. Faculty are working on this challenge across a range of disciplines from agronomy, horticulture, public policy, law, public health, education, food science, and it goes on and on and on. We're engaged in global partnerships that are putting the world's best minds to work on the problem. You know, I mentioned the Water for Food Global Institute earlier. They are absolutely involved. Their staff and faculty are engaged in water and food security projects in 77 separate countries worldwide. They have more than 170 strategic partnerships that range from all the way from NGOs to farmers, academic to private industry to nations. They hold global conferences that convene leaders to share best practices and expertise in science and in technology and in policy. And they just came back from presenting at the World Water Week in Sweden. So again, at, you know, at the end of the day, the University of Nebraska not only has a seat at the table, but we really, in many ways, are sitting at the head of the table when it comes to feeding a hungry world.
So what's next when it comes to feeding the world?
Well, the short answer is more of everything. We need more faculty. We need more capacity. We need to be doing more research. If we truly want to be a giant, we need to do more. The University of Nebraska is looking to grow our partnerships, expand our expertise, and build our scientific and research capabilities to better meet the challenges ahead.
So who can help? Who's helping the university?
Well, you know, really it can't be done alone. We'll need many partners. We need government agencies. We need NGO leaders, policymakers, environmentalists, farmers, ranchers, scholars, researchers. We all have a role to play to solve this challenge that our children and grandchildren will face. Today's challenges really require a collaborative approach and a diverse set of skills. The University of Nebraska will absolutely need to work side by side with other stakeholders to tackle this complex challenge. We want to be the leading public university in the world when it comes to feeding the future, and we're on a great trajectory to get there. And for Nebraskans out there listening, I hope that all of them are really proud of what their university is doing and what we will accomplish in the future.
Fantastic. Thank you for updating us on this exciting opportunity. Look forward to seeing you next week.
Same here. Go Big Red.
Hank Bounds with us here at Halftime. We've got more coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, committed to education, research, and innovation that helps create a better future.